There is no ascension, no paradigm shift, no end of the world. In short, all the hype about the Mayan calendar and the supposed end of the world is nothing but a lot of hooey, just like I wrote in the Cosmic Chess Match and predicted this a priori over a year ago. The plumed serpent god Quetzalcoatl was a no-show. The Mayan elders with their crystal skulls and kundalini serpent spirit and secret rituals weren't able to bring him back. As I have stated here numerous times, the place to watch is Israel. There is only one God who calls out the beginning before the end, and the end before the beginning. Only one, and he is true. He has told us what will happen, and it concerns the nation of Israel. Look to the mountains of Israel. Look to the prophecies of Ezekiel and Isaiah. I would ask the New Agers to consider this. There is a God outside time and space who alone knows the future. He is loving, and he cares for us. He does not demand the sacrifice that the Mayans engaged in, where over 50,000 human beings were ritualistically sacrificed on the tops of their temples. He has sent his only begotten son to shed his blood once as remission for all the nasty stuff we human beings engage in. By asking him for forgiveness for all our nasty stuff and believing on him who was sent, we have eternal life. That's the deal, folks. That is the deal. That's the good news. It is time for the New Agers to realize human beings cannot change without supernatural help. All we need to do is look at the world around us to see this. We see war, slaughter, hatred, envy, strife, jealousy, murder, lying, and every sort of evil manifesting like never before. There is no cosmic shift or cosmic Christ. There is the real Christ, the anointed one, who stands at the door of every heart and knocks. Will you let him in? He is the one true God, and prophecy outlines this in mind-blowing detail. He is the one who changes us from the inside out and makes us into the men and women we should be. Being born again of the Spirit is a life-changing event. You need not travel to a faraway place to experience it. All you need to do is ask, and you shall receive. For those of you who are disillusioned with the New Age hoopla around the Mayan prophecy, there is truth, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it will set you free. Look, here's the deal, folks. I want to make it real clear. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about monks with funny haircuts and statues and burning candles and edifices and murals on the wall and tapestries and incense and all this other nonsense. These are the trappings of men. I'm talking about a real experience. A real experience with the God of the universe. It happened to me 32 years ago. It still continues to this day. I commune with him more than I ever have before. And the neat thing about it is, you can too. And this isn't a call to try to, you know, evangelize everybody in Bible thump. It's a real experience. It's what happened 2,000 years ago to those first group of men who gathered in that upper room when the Spirit of a living God came upon them and they were changed from the inside out. It's not a lot of hoopla. It's not false promises. It's not, you know, weird visions or getting your third eye open. It's not those things. The Spirit of a living God comes into our lives and changes us from the inside out. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But during that change, which is a process which happens over decades, it's been 32 years, I no longer am the man than I was 32 years ago. And anything in my life that has value or worth, I attribute to him. If not for him, because I've blogged about this before, 32 years ago, I was a drug-taking, fornicating, occult-practicing, and guru-worshipping pagan. That's what I was. And he changed that. He changed me. He can change you, too. If you're a New Ager and you're checking this thing out, you know, and you astral project, and you've had some entities in the room at night, and they're communicating with you, all I can say is, that type of stuff is a deception. It's a deception. It's from a place called the second heaven, where fallen angels and demonic entities reside. And they can manifest in our dimension. As Jacques Vallée says, these entities are messengers of deception. And for those of you who are in communication with them, you will notice that they lie all the time. Here's a perfect example. There was a crop circle fairly recently, a couple of years back, in Avebury, and it showed our solar system. And in that solar system, it showed what many consider to be Planet X. And we heard this scoop, Maya 2012, December 21st, Planet X, we're going to see Planet X, and Planet X is going to come in, and it's going to destroy everything, and we're going to have a pole ship, and it's the end of the world, and all this nonsense. Oh, my gosh! And people believe that stuff. Meanwhile, in the Cosmic Chess Match, myself and others are saying this isn't going to happen this way. The place to look is Israel. What's interesting is that so many of the New Agers looked at this crop circle and believed that this crop circle was the real deal. Okay, and it pointed to December 21st. And now everyone's backpedaling. Well, wait a minute. You know, it's like we were lied to. Oh, really? And here's the deal, folks. If you were lied to then, if you were deceived once, that's deliberate. Because deception means that who's ever planning a deception is deliberately obfuscating the truth. They know what the truth is, and they're steering the viewer and the recipient of their message away from that truth. And that, my friends, is pernicious. And that's deliberate. And that's what we see in the crop circles. We also see that, of course, in the 2012ers. Here's the deal. Real prophecy, written thousands of years ago, is unfolding before our eyes in the Middle East. I'll give you one example. Isaiah 17 declares, Isaiah was a prophet that lived a couple thousand years ago. He wrote the book Isaiah. So it's not like some woo-hoo-hoo biblical weird encrypted code stuff. No, it's just, here's the deal. Prophet Isaiah, a couple thousand years ago, the guy wrote this stuff in a book. They say, well, who cares? Well, I agree. Who cares? Unless the prophecies that he wrote become true. Not some fuzzy quatrains like Nostradamus or some, you know, stuff like Edgar Cayce. Real prophecy. Very, very pinpointed. Very accurate to 100%. Not 60%, 40%, 100% accuracy. So Isaiah writes this prophecy, and it basically says, Damascus is a ruinous heap. For those of us who have traveled in this prophecy, we've looked at this and wondered, how can that possibly be? How can Damascus, is it going to be from the Israelis attacking? Is it going to be the Ezekiel 38 war? But now we see something that no one would have ever imagined. We see Damascus being destroyed literally brick by brick by brick. Recently, Bashar al-Assad released Scud missiles in the city, firing into the city, firing into his own troops, or I'm sorry, the rebel troops, with Scud missiles. That's crazy. There are pictures where it shows Damascus, certain sectors of Damascus, reduced to rubble. Is it a complete fulfillment of that prophecy? No. But as a watcher, or as a watchman, I look at this every single day to see exactly how far this Arab Spring has gone in Syria. Nothing would surprise me at this point if Damascus literally was reduced to a ruinous heap. And that would be the fulfillment of Isaiah 17. Folks, we are living in tenuous, tumultuous, unprecedented times. The place to watch is the Middle East. The place to really watch is the nation of Israel. God is not done with the nation of Israel. Absolutely not. For those of you in the replacement theology camp, with all due respect, you are completely wrong. If it's like sitting in a baseball game with blindfolders on and earplugs in. Israel, the chosen people. They have been gathered into the land, just like Ezekiel 37 and other prophecies state they would be in the last days. They are now a nation, which is a nation comprised of unwalled villages. People say, what about that big wall that keeps the Palestinians out? That, my friend, is a wall. When the prophet Ezekiel wrote about a land of unwalled villages, at the time, 2,600 years ago, every single city was surrounded by the highest, strongest, thickest walls you could possibly build. Tel Aviv has no walls. Beersheba has no walls. Jerusalem has the wall to keep out the Palestinians. I get that. But Israel as a nation is now a nation comprised of villages without walls, gates, or bars. I believe that is the fulfillment of that prophecy. Are they dwelling in safety? Depends on who you ask. They certainly are not at war. However, when we see hundreds of rockets coming in from the Gaza Strip, which resulted in the last little skirmish that we saw, one can say that they're really not living in peace and safety. The bottom line here, folks, prophecy, biblical prophecy, is 100% true. It's something we can count on. It's something we can take to those that we love and that have no idea what's really going on and go, hey, look, this was written thousands of years ago and now it's coming to pass.